I'll begin with where that message came from in the Gospels, Luke 8. Then his mothers and his brothers came to Jesus, but they could not reach him because of the crowd. And he was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, wanting to see you." But Jesus said to them, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." So if a book was written about how not to be elected and how not to be popular, Jesus would be the main character of that book. In today's gospel reading, we see that Jesus is becoming popular and electable, and he does what he can to ruin that. He insults his potential donors and power brokers by throwing them out of the temple. He attracts large crowds, but he never says what they want to hear, no red meat. Instead, he sends them home scratching their head and deeply challenged. And in today's reading, he even challenges the last group of people that have his back, his own family. Those in our day who call themselves political outsiders need to pick up their Bibles and they need to read them. This guy is an outsider of politics. He is an outsider of this planet. And of course, Jesus is no back of the classroom smart aleck schoolboy disrupting and rebelling for attention. Whatever Jesus breaks, he breaks to be blessed. He's at one with the Creator of all things, and so Jesus is keenly aware that there's an order of good in the universe, a hierarchy, arachastvas, God first. Seek first the kingdom of God and all other things will be given to you as well. Get things out of order and everything literally goes to hell. And so Jesus' political opponents, they're trying to weaponize everything he says, including even his family, to use against him. But Jesus demonstrates that politics are important, but they're not that important. This is, of course, worth reflecting on and not accidental 3 days before our divisive national elections. Politics are important, but they're not that important. Aim for more important values in electoral politics: integrity, respect for others, truth, charity, and you'll also get better politics. Aim for political power and you won't get integrity, nor relationships, nor truth, nor love, and probably not good politics either. And so if you need further convincing, and if you like words that rhyme, English poet Samuel Johnson said it beautifully: "Of all the things that human hearts endure, how few are those that kings can cause and cure." I think we've totally lost our priority and perspective on the importance of politics, because it's important, but it's not that important. It may not be in the top five. What is in the top five is family, and that's Jesus' main topic for today. There's no more important people in our lives than family, and in Jesus' day, this connection was even more sacred than it is now. And yet Jesus is clear that even these sacred ties must be put in their proper place in the hierarchy of goods. And in today's reading, Jesus' family requests his attention, and his response is, "Mother, brothers, here they are." And he points to this motley crew, which is crammed into a house. Anyone who hears the word of God and does it. And this, yes, was offensive to many who were there, and definitely to Jesus' family. But Jesus doesn't care about political correctness, and again, he's not shocking people to get headlines. He only breaks things to bless them. He reorders our loves, which are constantly disordered. And he isn't lowering the bar and asking us to love our family any less. He's raising the bar. And he's saying true family love depends on something greater. Hearing and doing the word of God. Again, a hierarchy. Family is important. For example, it's more important than work. But how many of us get that wrong, especially when we're young? And yet God is more important than anything, even family. Now, yes, in practice, most of the time, this is not either or, but is both and. We don't need to choose always between work and family, between family and God. We can value both. But there can only be one master and one servant, our Lord tells us. And so, do you take the promotion which will raise your status at work but have negative consequences on your family? Which is your priority? Do you enable family even when they've lost their way, or do you have the courage to orient yourself to a higher calling and urge your family to follow after you? Praise God, family is not like politics. We don't elect each other every 4 years. But sometimes there is a choice, and Jesus says, Arachastvads, put God first, let yourself and your family follow. Why is this? It's always dangerous, that question of why, when it comes to the mystery of God, but it makes sense in a fallen and a broken world that we sometimes must sacrifice lesser good for greater, because we're in progress. We're not yet what we are to be as individuals, as families, certainly as polities. God's work is not done. He made us from nothing, individuals, families, and countries. I'm not sure about political parties, but he's not finished with us. His Holy Spirit is gradually expanding and resurrecting and transforming all things from the inside out. And this includes families, both political ones of less importance and kin ones of more importance. And so with the coming of Jesus, his unparalleled life and mission of salvation, the entire world is undergoing this demolition and remodel. And nothing worth keeping remains untouched, not politics, not family, not me, not you. He has greater things in store for us, which include the good things of this world, but it doesn't stop there. And so let's keep first things first in this election season, putting politics in its proper place and even the truly important things in life like family, because all are gifts of God and they all work for greatest good when they're subject to Him, expanded, transformed, raised up to their highest calling in Christ, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.